evening.
Good evening.
You have fruits on Shabbat. Maybe it's best to summarize the final positions before going through all of the details. Everyone agrees that under certain circumstances, for example, the squeezing of grapes to make wine, Sfikat Anavim, for example, is an av melacha, falls under the category of dash, and it's prohibited. There's a machloket hatanaim on the question of what happens to liquids which drain out automatically, that is, mashkin shezavu mehapevot. And on that, Rav Yehuda, there's a machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, as we will see. The Gemara will say that Rav Yehuda agrees with the Chachamim that mashkin shezavu mehanavim, zeitim mehanavim is asur. Other types of fruits becomes more problematical. Then the question becomes, what about fruits which are sometimes used for juice and not always used for juice? For example, apples. I don't know what the percentage is of apple products which are made into juice in this country and how much are sold for eating and baking and so on, but let's assume for the moment that apples are principally not used for juice. Then the issue becomes as to whether the squeezing of an apple for apple juice is, first of all, is it in the Isur d'oraita? And on that, probably not. Secondly, is it asur midrabanan? On that, probably yes. And thirdly, what about the liquids that drain off of it? Finally, we have a third category of fruit for which it's not even a normal or a very common practice to use them as juice. Nowadays, for example, strawberries. Presumably, if you go into a specialty shop, a health food store or something, you can buy a bottle of strawberry juice. But it's not something which is a common usage of strawberries. I would estimate that the percentage of strawberry crop which is directed towards juice is minuscule in comparison to the apples. On that, we find that there's a difference of opinion amongst the Rishonim as to what the final halacha is. According to the Chachmei Sfar, the Rambam, the Rif, and so on, you would be allowed even to explicitly squeeze strawberries on Shabbat, since that is not considered a normal production function altogether. According to Rashi, Tosot, most of Chachmei Ashkenaz, you would not be allowed l'chatkila to squeeze strawberries into strawberry juice on Shabbat. So that the final conclusion on that issue is up into dispute.
You did mention lemons.
Lemons will be a special case. We would spend at least 15 minutes devoted specifically to lemons. There's a tshuva of the Rosh on lemons, and there's a tshuva of the Advaz on lemons, both of which are very interesting, and we will study them in detail. So let's take lemon as a special case. I know everybody wants to know about squeezing the lemon into the tea on Shabbat. All right. Maybe we'll start with the lemons. On the lemons, there are two. So I'm going completely out of sequence here. Then maybe it's not an advisable thing to do, but we'll do it anyway since the issue was brought up. Here is I don't hope I have enough to go around. Here's a three short tshuvot of the Rosh on the issue of the squeezing of juice. Im mutar l'schot b'Shabbat b'osar l'tof ka'ara sheyesh bo tafshil. Are you allowed to squeeze unripe grapes? Right. These are going to be sort of a form of like vinegar, right? From sour grapes. Are you allowed to squeeze them into the plate on Shabbat? כהיד ישמעאל פרק חביב סוחט אדם משקול של נביא מתוך הקטירה, כאילו שיש בתכשיל. אבל לא לתוך הקערה ריקנית. You're not allowed to squeeze grapes into an empty dish, כשיש... Why? Because כשיש באוכל, הבי משקיע בו לאוכל, הוא כאוכל דמי. You're not transforming this grape into a liquid because it's immediately becoming absorbed by the salad. הנה ידעת כי פלוטי אבותה היא רבי נחנן פסק הלכת רבי יוחנן לשלקות למימיהם חייו ואומר כי רבי יוחנן פלג אחד לשמואל ורבה פספח אחד לשמואל ומי יכניס ראשו בין ההורים ומחמיר תלמיד תבוא עליו ברכה. So I don't quite understand exactly whether this is a correct reading here, because if it's really like a kdera, then if you're allowed to squeeze grapes, you certainly should be allowed to squeeze bosal, but so probably it should be letoch hakara she'ein batapshil or something. I'm not sure if he's reading it. The second shuva is the one that is Dr. Kahan's question. V'shesha'alta al schitat lemons. Nireh she'ein b'klal sha'ar perot. It would seem that lemons are in the class of other types of fruit. Shemutal l'sochtan, that one should be allowed to squeeze them. She'ein derech klal l'sot limonis l'tzorach mashkeh, ela l'tzorach ocha. Nobody uses lemons for beverage. You only use the lemon in your salad, to squeeze it in to give a flavor to your salad, or for cooking purposes. U'mutal l'sochtan b'shabbat. Therefore, if you're having a salad on Shabbat and you're squeezing the lemon into the salad, on that, that's certainly permissible, says the Rosh. Yes?
What if you're squeezing it into a beverage, let's say tea or cocktail?
What if you're squeezing it into a beverage, okay? This question has also arisen in the past 600 years, so we can find a source for this. This is on my page 32A in your handout. Okay, this is from the Shuvas Taravaz. Okay, Sha'alta mimeni. You have it?
Okay.
The one on the top. Sha'alta mimeni al biacha al mas samchu b'Mitzrayim l'skot limon l'toch mei hasukar b'Shabbat. On what basis do we have this custom in Egypt to make lemonade on Shabbat? Right? They would squeeze lemons into sugar water as a beverage. Baharehi mashkeha balatelcha mashkeh. Va'asur afilu l'shmuel l'amar socheit adam ishkol shenadim l'tocha k'deira. When Shmuel allows you to squeeze the grapes into the pot, perush shiyesh batafshil. Okay, so therefore, on what basis can we allow? Why is there a custom here in Egypt to squeeze the lemons into the lemonade on Shabbat?
Okay. The question, like the mice, the fact that they're doing it would be acceptable.
So that's a very good point. You see, that's the difference between an old-fashioned shuva and, say, a shuva from the 1980s or the 1990s. The Ravaz was faced with a common practice. He found that it was his obligation to justify a practice that currently existed. He wasn't out there to introduce a new chumra that hadn't existed before. So that therefore, the Ravaz was faced with a problem of justifying an existing practice. As we will find, he won't succeed too well in this.
It was an accepted practice.
It was an accepted practice. Everybody was squeezing their lemons into the lemonade on Shabbat. And even though the Advaz was certainly a very great authority, and he was, he lived to 100 and something years old, and he was the Rav in Mitzrayim, I don't know, 60 years or something, it would not occur to him to try to introduce a new chumrah, which on the tzibur, which didn't exist before. However, we will see that he doesn't succeed too well in his effort. Let's see what he writes. Tshuva, samchu lahem al tshuvat harosh. They presumably based this practice on the tshuva of the Rosh that we just read, which allows the shemutal sochtan, v'katva hatur, and this was brought by the Rosh's son, tur, v'lo ra'iti v'zecholet. And we haven't found a dissenting opinion on this. But of course, Ela de Ikala Medak, But nevertheless, if this is indeed the origin of the custom, maybe there was no industry in the production of lemon juice. אבל במצרים שעושים מהם משקה וממלאים ממנו חביות ומוליכים למכור במקורות אחרים, if it's here in Egypt, we have an export industry in lemon juice, right? We squeeze the lemons into, right? You go buy real lemon, a bottle of real lemon juice in
Well,
there's
no problem. Buy lemon juice that we have today, just don't squeeze it.
What Radvaz is saying is that in Spain, presumably, there was no industry of producing lemon juice. So that therefore, a person would come and squeeze some lemon into his salad, that's certainly permissible. You'd be even allowed to squeeze grapes into your salad after all. That's not the problem. But the point is that since there is no industry in lemon juice, if some oddball decides that he's going to squeeze a little bit of lemon into his tea, it also doesn't matter because that's not considered a productive activity. Squeezing the juice out of the lemon is no different than eating a lemon or something. But the Radva says here in Egypt, the situation, the economy is different from what was in Spain. Here, there's a whole industry of producing lemon juice. Since the industry is producing lemon juice, there's such an industry, that means that this is a form of production. That's right. So a lemon in Egypt means something different than a lemon in Egypt in the 16th century means something different from a lemon in Spain in the 14th century or the 13th century. Okay. That's what he says. Here we have an export industry. This is like the juice of mulberries or pomegranates. Shabet mahanasi shahayu sochtim mehem afilu b'chol lahotzi mehem mashke u'mishum hachi asru l'tchot otam b'chol makom b'shabbat. We will come to that Gemara in a moment. As I say, we're learning this thing a little bit out of sequence, but the Gemara reports that these two particular fruits were some people that were in the business of producing grenadine, the juice of pomegranates, as a natural product, and therefore that means that this is a fruit that's normally grown for its juice, and therefore it would be prohibited to squeeze it on Shabbat. So therefore he says, by analogy, a lemon here in Egypt should be no worse or different than a pomegranate in the time of the Gemara, and therefore it should be prohibited to squeeze a lemon on Shabbat. Umipnei kushiyazu, and because of this difficulty, lamadati l'schot ha-limonim al asukal kodem shiitnu aleihem hamayim. Dahavi mashkeh habola tocha ochel umutar afilu dat haposkim kishmueh. That therefore, the cure to Mr. Weinstein's problem is if he wants to squeeze the lemon into his tea, you first take a tablespoon of sugar and squeeze the lemon directly into the sugar, and then add the sugar to the tea. Or in the case so that's how he said he for himself, since he realized that there was some difficulty with this common practice in his household, he would be machmir on himself to squeeze the lemon directly onto the sugar before adding it to the water. Umikol makom tzarich liyashev haminhag. He says, that's fine, I can take this particular chumrah on myself, but that doesn't relieve me of the obligation of justifying what the common practice here is.
There's no problem adding the sugar to water?
No. Umikol makom tzarich liyashev haminhag. Maybe this is a minhag which is adopted because they weren't aware of the fact that there exists this industry, and therefore this minhag is improper. Okay? This minhag was adopted with a lack of awareness of the local production of lemon juice. That, of course, leaves him in a difficult point. It was Stabwali. But he still tries with a great deal of difficulty, I don't think very successfully, to justify the custom in Egypt. And mistabra li, she'ein schitati lamonim domeh l'schitat anavim v'rimonim. That there's still a distinction between the squeezing of lemon and the squeezing of grapes or pomegranates. Da'akam shotin otam mashreka kamot shavu, aval schitat ha-limonim af al pi she'osim otam mashke anoy yusur l'shtatot kamot shavu, that even though you can make a drink of it, the primary use of lemon juice, once it's squeezed, is still as a condiment. Some people may make lemonade out of it, but the most usage of lemon juice that you buy in the supermarket, I'm sure that of most of the lemon juice that you, bottle of real lemon that you buy in the supermarket, that most of it goes into cooking or into the salad, and only a small proportion goes into making lemonade or into drinking tea. So he says that this juice is primarily still... Of course, that's a very difficult position, because what difference does it make to me whether this juice is going to eventually be used as a condiment? The question is whether it's a product. Once they've squeezed it into a barrel and are selling it as a liquid, then this is a normal production process, and it should be prohibited. And the fact that that the primary use of this may be still as a food additive or a condiment or even a coloring agent, it doesn't really much matter. Or suppose they were using it as bleach. In other words, the ultimate purpose of this product should not interest us as far as Hilchot Shabbat is concerned. The main issue is whether this is a normal mode of manufacture of this particular fruit. And therefore, it is, I think, a very difficult justification that the Rajvaz is trying to point to give us here. The dikdakti came the lashon ha'vash zalvi yachad shuvash katav she'ein derech klal l'schot limonim l'tzoch mashkeh ela l'tzoch hotel u'muchalof l'tzoch el b'shabat ad kan im yikama l'tzoch ochel mashma she'tzoch tin oto ela she'hu l'tzoch ochel v'ilo tema hachi ever l'lameima she'ein derech klal l'schot limon l'mashkeh ela l'och v'zeh tam nechon v'kayim ha'minhag. ואתה דברי הראש זל מיישבים בכל מקום, אפילו במקום שעושים משקה מהם לצורך כל השנה לטבל לו שהדברים. והשתניך אפילו לראת תלמוד רבי יוחנן דאמר שלקות מהם חייב חטאת, ריגה לשמואל הפסקו לתת הכל הראשון, ואתם מסכימים בסוחי שלקות לשתות מהם, אבל אינו סוחי כדי לשתות מהם הלימונים, אלא לטבל בו. ולכך, סחיטת הלימונים בכל מקום לצורך אוכל הוא ומותר. So, he's introducing what I think is a very difficult answer in justifying the minhag in Egypt. So, but in any event, that answers Dr. Israel's question on the issue of lemons.
Is this question?
No, the lemons. Okay.
It's a juicy
lemon. All right. So, in practice, I would say that as far as lemon is concerned, we should follow the Radvaz's example rather than his explanation. That is, for squeezing lemon into salad or something like that, there's never any problem because it's going directly into food. So if you have a salad and you want to squeeze lemon onto the salad to give it a flavor, that's permissible, or to squeeze it onto a melon in something like that is permissible. But into tea, it should not be permissible. But slicing the lemon and putting it in the tea certainly is permissible, or squeezing the lemon onto a cup full of a full spoonful of sugar and then adding the sugar to the tea would be permissible. I believe that's the local custom. We don't follow the Egyptian custom of squeezing the lemon to make lemonade. Okay. This raises a general question, however, and that is, what constitutes a custom? I mean, here's a situation in which times changed from what was happening in Toledo in Spain in the time of the Rosh to what was happening in Egypt in the time of the Radvaz, and that raises a broader question as to when or how is a decision like this established. You know? And that's a little bit problematical, but we'll have to take it up. Also, this issue of whether or not something is squeezed for that purpose affects a number of other halachot, as well as the issues of Hilchot Shabbat. For example, it's a question of Hilchot Brachot. What bracha do you make on orange juice, for example?
Shabbat.
What?
To drink.
Wine is also a drink.
It's the exception.
Is it the exception? Is it the exception? In other words, what is the rule as far as a bracha is concerned for a fruit whose principal usage is for juice?
Juice is a shaker. Applesauce you make under the oates. Apple juice you make by a chakra.
That's your opinion, Mr. Freed. The question is whether it's everybody's opinion. It is an opinion.
But, we did this a number of years ago, remember?
Yes, yeah. But but now that's a perfectly acceptable opinion. I didn't mean to say anything nasty, but the point is that this is not a universally agreed upon opinion. And maybe it's worthwhile for us to take a look at that. So that's the Gemara in Brachos, which we have here.
It's quoting the local custom.
Okay, let's take Gemara page 6, if this is this Gemara in Brachos. I better get another. I don't have a. Let me get a Gemara Brachot here because I'm going to have to look at some things in additional pages. You make a shahach. Okay? My taima. What is the reason? Zeya ba'almu. It's just some extrusion. It's not really, you're not really eating the fruit. If you eat the sugar that drains out of the dates, it's not considered the same as eating the actual fruit, and therefore you just make a shahako. Come on. Whose opinion is this? Ki hatana d'tnan dvash t'marim v'yein tapuchim v'chomet tzfoniyot u'shaumei peirot shel truma Rabbi Yehuda machayev kerem v'chomesh Rabbi Yeshua poteh. If you eat it v'shogeg, that then this is considered as actual consumption of truma, and therefore there will be a penalty of chomesh, and Rabbi Yeshua says no. Okay, so that therefore Rashi says zeya ba'almahu ve'eino pri levarech alav v'rei pri ha'etz. So the eating of sugar from is not considered to be lachol b'rei pri ha'etz. Now let's read a little bit further in the Gemara. Tarima mahu. Something that's some kind of Tarima Rashi says, Tarima mahu. Mam Vachina. What bracha do you make on Tri? The Shem Tri Maharashi says, Kol davar hakatush ktsak ve'eino merusak. something which is slightly pounded, but not entirely ground up.
Pineapple chunks?
Like pineapple, that's a very good example, like pineapple chunks. Okay? So, I guess the word trauma is from a Greek, a root similar to our word trauma, in pounding, from something that gets a beating. But Rashi, okay, so the Gemara says, then the Gemara goes on and so on, but what do we see from Rashi? We see from Rashi that he disagrees with Mr. Fried, and that on applesauce, for example, where the fruit chunks are not identifiable, it'll be of Shahakol Ne'evidvah. So there are some, namely Rashi, who would not even make a Bori Pri Ha'etz on applesauce. All right. Let's take a look at at the Rosh, my page 19, on this. Vi amar mar baravashi, hai duksha de tamri, mevarech alav shehakol, my time was zeya ba'alma, katav bal halachot kudolot, vohu shenatan bo mayim. That's assuming that the sugar has been extracted from the dates by adding water and it soaked it up and crystallized and so on. The ila vadohu. What he agrees with you?
The added water, that's why I make a shakol.
I thought you said that all juice you'd make a shakol.
No. Yes.
He's saying that the only reason that you make a shakol here is because you've added water. But if you didn't actually add water, and all that happened is that you've gotten a crushed date or what have you, the ila vadohu mvarech alav borek kri ha'etz, the ishtani le'iluye, it has changed for the better, kumo shemen zayit. In other words, just as in the case of an olive, if you squeezed an olive and had olive oil, and you were in a situation where you were actually consuming the olive oil in a fashion that would be normally eaten, the problem with olive oil is that it's normally not eaten by itself. But if it was consumed in a way that would be normally eaten, you'd make a Borei Pri Ha'etz on the olive oil. Similarly here, the Halachot Gedolot says that you make a Borei Pri Ha'etz if you had the sugar from a complete date. If all that you did was extract some sugar crystals, in other words, you did some differential extraction of the date and extracted the sugar and left the pulp behind, for example, and it's only a portion of the date that you're consuming, then you would make a shahakol.
What was the criterion that you used for olive oil to pay for it?
Well, the problem is that normally you don't eat it, right? I mean,
you don't eat it.
You would not eat olive oil as an object in its own right, normally. So therefore, it would only be under certain circumstances. It would have to be processed. Have you ever in your life eaten olive or spooned up olive oil like you would eat soup? Right. Even the Italians, they add it to something. It's not the principal ingredient. It's an additive to the food, right? It's just like you don't eat butter. Yeah, but I'm saying the only point that I'm making, that the problem with the olive oil per se is that it's not normally consumed by itself. The Gemara discusses this in Brachot.
Is that the criterion? If something isn't normally consumed?
If it's something that's normally consumed as it is, then it will always be an additive to something else.
You never have occasion for it to define the bracha.
Right. The bracha would always be on the principal ingredient, not on the tafel. Right. Even though olive oil might be more important than an ingredient than a piece of meat from the point of view of one is one of the zayin minim and the other isn't, but nevertheless, since it's only an additive in that circumstance, you would not, if you were making a potato latke with a lot of olive oil in it, you would not make a borei pri ha'etz because the oil is only an additive. It's only a tafel. It's not an ikar. So in order to make a Borei Pri Ha'etz on olive oil, you have to find yourself in a circumstance where it's actually consumed. The Gemara manufactured such a circumstance
where people used to take it, or sore throats, or things like that, and then they would take it even when it wasn't medication, because they were only taking it for medication that also would require a bomb. But that's getting us too far aside. Okay. At any event, Vilonahira. The Rush disagrees with the Bahag, that means he agrees with Mr. Free. The Hada the Havi Kamo Hayotse Min Harami Rimanim Vahata Ainim. The Amrin and Bakar Kosha, the Hashvin and Lazea Ba'alma, the Eno Sofeget Arabanim, Ela Hayotse Min Azeitim Min Arabim Gabi Ola, Volo Adif Mien Tapuchim. Then why should the sugar of dates be any different than apple juice or apple cider? The Ekshar at the time of the Gaon, Mishum de Vikra Katov Udvash Velokativ Tamarim, Vim Kain Kra Ayri Bidvash Azav Ne'elav Ne'elav Tamarim, Rufal Shevat Aminim, Hum Varech Elav Vipaya Eitz, Vrachat Ne'en Shalosh, Velodam Eli Yotze Meni Romini, Matein Lain Tukim, Dahani Yotzim Ad Yudech Kisha Utschita, Val Azav Ne'elav Ne'elav Tamarim, Hainu Dvash Amor Bepasuk, Vishaycha Asol Ne'elav Tamarim, Oshaycha Se'arim, Se'orim, Mavarich Alam Shehakol, Kedit Epekam Ofer Apeor. ואם תאמר בשיחה של סעורים המים מברכים שהכל הבשור נקרב משתני לאילויה, ושלום הדעית לאילויה אחרינה בפה, כדי אמרינה לאל, אינה מכיוון שהמשקה צלול עיקרו של שם המים, ולא שייך להלו רב ושמוע לפי שיש בעצמים, כפי שאין כאן אין כאן טעם, etc. So he leaves this a little bit difficult. He says that it may be a difference as to whether you're squeezing it or not squeezing it, why that should matter is not at all clear. Let's take a look at the Rashba.
Why can't they make lemonade just with slices of lemon?
What?
Why can't they make lemonade by putting slices of lemon inside without squeezing it?
Well, that's because it's not a very efficient way to make lemonade. Okay. Let's take a look at the Meiri, because the Rosh part is a little confusing. On my page 22. Dvash HaTmarim Shazav Me'elav. Right? Within the Iri uncoupled there. Dvashat marim shazav me'elav, vuhu adin lachol mei perot, she'ein ikaran lamashke, kmo tapuchim v'rimonim. Like all fruit whose principal usage, notice that his point here, the principal usage is not for juice, like apples or pomegranates, mavarech she'akol u'rosop o'ein ha'fashot. אבל אם כשם רוצים עם משקה הרי הן כעיקר הפרי, ומברך ברכה הראויה לפרי עצמו, שהרי מי שחיטת הסולקה המבושלת מברכים עליהם בורי פרי אדמה כסולקה עצמה. Borscht, for example, you would certainly make a בורי פרי אדמה, not a shakar, since that's the normal way that you're going to consume the beets. ויש מי שאומר, שאף היוצא על ידי קטישה אינו אלא בשעקול, וממה שאמר רבה שלמטה בשיחה של תמרים שאין מברך אלא שעקול, וכן מה שאמרו כאן לעניין חומש על יושב פותר, והידר, ודאי אף בקדשן יוצא עם השכנה מר, וודאי אף לעניין ברכה, כן, וכן מכולן חוץ מיין ושמן, ומי סקיטה תסלוקה, הועיל ורוב אכילתם בכך, הרי הם כזיתים וינבים. So according to the Meiri then, what is the criterion? The criterion is what is the principal usage of this fruit. So if you decide that principally apples are not grown for juice, then on apple juice you'd make a bracha of shakol niyabidvarol. But on oranges, where the principal use industry in oranges is for the manufacture of orange juice, and less oranges are consumed as fruit, and most of them are consumed overall,
juice oranges.
You're right. There are some species of oranges which are used for fruit and other, but the juice oranges are certainly principally used for fruit, for juice. Therefore, drinking, according to the Meiri, the drinking of orange juice, you would make a bracha of Borei Pri Ha'etz, not a shahakol in the Yebukah. Right? So that the Meiri disagrees with you on the issue of the Rosh.
Can't win them all, man.
No, the Rosh agrees. This is a difference of opinion. Rashi goes even further. You're taking an intermediate position. You're saying that on applesauce you'd make a Bovei Kli Ha'etz. You can't recognize, because Rashi requires you to recognize the actual chunk. So therefore, applesauce, where everything, I mean, a pureed applesauce, where the individual chunks of apple are not identifiable, Rashi would say that you make a shahak. Most everybody else would say that it's a boy pre ha'etz.
on apple juice, everybody would agree that it's a shahakol niyabitvaro until you reach the stage in which most apples are grown for
juice.
But oranges, especially juice oranges, where most are grown for the juice, then the Me'iri says that the bracha is barek li ha'etz and not... Okay, let's take a look in there. Well,
it's a fruit. Which one?
Now I'm going to need some help with some of these words here, but this is a shofar of the Truma Kadesh.
You need help.
Okay, Manny, we're counting on you.
Okay, this is a shofar of the Truma Kadesh. I don't, Latvirga must be some kind of a pudding or a... preserve, I'm not sure what that word is. Shosin mi gudganiyot shekorin weichkilin. What's that? That's a German word.
I'm sorry.
Weich.
How about
this word? Latvierga. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It's out. I can, from the context, you can see that it's some kind of a puree of the fruit, okay? He explains what it is. Shemavashlino tam atshehem mimuchim lagamui. They becomes a puree. Umaarvim bahem tavlen udvash. And spices and sugar is added. Yesh lavarech shehakol niyeh b'dvaro o borek pri ha'etz. Okay, so that's the problem. Cherry, but it's probably sour cherries, right. Some sour cherry puree with then a sugar is added and spices are added and some kind of puree dessert.
You recognize the cherries?
No, you don't.
No, go ahead. But it's the crushed. I taste and recognize.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Tshuva, yira'er lufun hamashma'ot. It would appear that tzarich levarech aleh haborei pri ha'etz kemo humlata, just like in the case of ginger, the atya mibehim do'e. The mevarech alehem barei pri ha'etz kedita v'gemar. Upeirush Rashi latvirga v'chein bebrachot Maram katav v'samin ashekarin gimin verz. You know what that is? May also be ginger for all I know. I don't know. Mira levarech barei pri ha'damak kol hum latad kan. Something similar to ginger. Some kind of a verz is a root, but I don't know what gimin or gimin verz is. My German is failing me here. Hakaman, the apple gav, the hapri nishchak v'nimoch, the hapri nishchak v'nimoch, even though the fruit is completely dissolved, dak, akati v'miltaka. Okay, so the simplest explanation would be that since this fruit is here in its entirety, it's not an extract, you would certainly make a bracha of but he says, "Ki daikinon beperush Rashi by Hida Tzvima, my mevarchin alei perush Rashi sham kol davar hakatush ma'at ve'inom ruzak that it's not completely crushed. Harei haynu Tzvima u'pashit hatam mehad etzmarim shel tzmura mutal asotam Tzvima alma b'chahai gavna b'mutal kaini hatzmarim mevarchin ala ba'ikli ha'etz." וכן דקדק באשרי, קטן בהגיד תמימה, לקטן זזל שונו תמורים, ועביר תמימה פרש מבוסקים מעט, מברכים עליהם בורי פרי העץ, משמע דאי הבו מבוסקים הרבה, מברכים עליהם שהכל נהיה בדברו, משום דלה ומלטה יותן. ואם כן, כל שכן לתביר ושל וקסלין, שהם נוקים לגמרי, וגם מעורבים וסמים ודבש, spices and sugar is added, ונפקי ממלטה, that it leaves its original state. Ba'ahud ha'hum le'tekarush Rashi perkez diyum ha'mafatnim b'samim k'tushim b'tash v'mken ha'inu ha'hi b'samim shpukim v'katav ma'aram v'yesh lomar. So what is the operating criterion here? V'yesh lomar ha'tam mishum d'urchayu b'hochi l'chtosh v'lishtok kol ha'psamim mishum hochi chashvinan kaini b'miltad מה שאין אוקיין בדבר אחר שאין דרכו להיות תדיר מלוך ומורסק ואף על פי שאין אלו החלוקים ברורים לי מכל מקום להיוסו אלו ספק בדבר ופסטו רבותה בכל היכד העיק הספק בברך הראשון וברך שהכל נהיה ברור שעל הכל שאמר שהכל נהיה בדברו יצא. So he finally
chickening out a little bit in the end and saying that to play it safe, but he's introducing an important principle here. He's saying that even Rashi, who makes a distinction between the issue of whether the chunks of fruit are visible or not visible, is only making this also on the criterion of what the principal usage is. Without the Tumas HaDeshen, we would have read that into Rashi. And that we would have read into Rashi that you actually have to physically see the fruit present. But he's saying that even according to Rashi's position, that crushed applesauce, you make a shock only every parole for an apple puree because you don't see the fruit, that's not because you always have to see the fruit. It's just because most of the time you eat apples, either in apple pie or raw or chunks or what have you, and therefore this change is considered a sufficient deviation to lose the bracha boi pri ha'etz. But if you had a fruit like this wild cherry perhaps that's inedible except as a puree, cranberries for example, which you cannot eat except as cranberry sauce, and the overwhelming majority of cranberries are made into cranberry sauce, of which a substantial portion are the pureed gelled version rather than the whole chunk version, then if you were going to eat cranberry sauce, it would be a boreh pri ha'adama. I don't know how cranberries grow. I assume it's a hadama, because I don't think they don't last from year to year. So you'd make a bracha of boreh pri ha'adama, the Tumas HaDeshen says, even according to Rashi. In other words, this principle of Rashi is that you have to be able to identify the fruit is only valid if this is a deviation from the principal usage. But if the principal usage of cranberries are to make cranberry sauce, then the bracha on cranberry sauce is not a shock only a devar, but a bavei kli ha'adam. And therefore, according to this view of the Tumas HaDeshen, even Rashi would admit that on orange juice you make a bracha boi pri ha'etz and not a bracha from the juice orange. So you buy a Tropicana orange container of orange juice, especially the kind that says that pulp is contained, then according to this version of the Tumas HaDeshen, the bracha would be a boi pri ha'etz and not a sha'akol near the bracha. Let's see.
Even according to this version,
even without the chunks,
it's more going.
It would be going to be a hit.
But
since that's the normal usage,
and the natural label would be different.
Right. So, for example, let's take a look at my page 37 here. This is the Chazon Ish. Let's say on the bottom of the left-hand column, on the bottom it says, Min ha'amur nilmad v'skitat ha'puz ha'na'ud, sh'marim kola ocha l'tok ha'kos, ve'enu nishar rak ha'psolet, edat noteh sh'yesh bodin v'isuk shel kudila, sh'nechutu ba'poskim, or chayin sinu ha'ishtation sign, edat s'vamad, edat edahafi, to recall free ve'en ro'atim ha'atim 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 Let's maybe go to the end of this to get to the summary of his. In that paragraph on that page. ודאי יש בהם קדושת שביעית, אפילו לדין צהלון על יאפיין שביעית מעולה ותרומה, מכל מקום מסדר רבנן איקה, יאפיין מיכל לצזיק מקדושת שביעית מהתורה בזמן שביעית מהתורה, והנה נחוקו ראשונים בדין משכן היוצאים, דעת את הזכות קורן כפי בית, ודווקא יוצא ידי מלכה וסחיטה, ויוצא ידי בישור, הניתן כי יקד העשו מן התורה, וזו נהודס כוון הסטוסוס ברחות, תראית המאי, וזו דעת הראש שם ברחות, ונספק ראש כפי, שם בפרי העץ שבשלן, אם מברך עליהם על מהם ברי פרי העץ, נראה בספקו לעניין ברכה דווקא, כיוון שאין עומדים לכך, ואין כאן רק טעם, אבל בעניין איסור סביר לידך השיר טעם כעיקר. אבל דעת הרשב"א וחידושיו שם, ואין חילוק בין משכן היוצאים על ידי בישול או על ידי סחיטה, אלא לחילוק בין עומדים לכך או לא. וכל שעומדים לבישול, משכין היוצאים על ידי בישול חשיב עיקר הפרק, ואמרים באותם כעיקר ומברכים על טעמו בורי פרי העץ. וכל שאינו עומד לכך חשיב זיה, ואף טעמו על ידי בישול חשיב זיה. ומשמע דלומד לסחיטה, נמי, היוצא מהם חשיב פרק, וכן משמע בלושן הרש פשע. ומיהו, משמע בשבת, that was the Gemara that we learned 2 weeks ago, the כל הפירות זולת זיתים ואין אבים אינם עומדים, Where's that? I skipped the page here. That's too bad. We don't have a chazon this year in the court. No. Okay. Alright, maybe not. Okay. So that's from Rosh Hashanah. He cut the rechato b'alei pri ha'etz. Maybe I'm not missing a page. Umutar la'asot v'dila meherot shviyot v'tuma. V'im lo cha... Okay. V'yakshar v'limon adif tfei she'ein darko le'ocho kulo l'olam ha'nit shela l'ukra v'chol zeh nera de'en tzarech ruba di'alma l'asagi v'zeh shanud ba'af l'idei shilom kum v'chomim ala v'sefer. We'll come back to what the general definition of the minhag is. Abun nera d'hani v'savri those who say that something that's completely pure, pureed, you make a shahakol, בכל דיוקו של תרומת הדשן הוא מכיר רשי על תרימה הנאמר לעניין תרומה. וכן משמע ברשב"א, דלדת הרייבא דמשכין היוצאים על ידי סחיטה אין זה אינו זה יד עלמא. ואומנם כבר כתב המשתדור שם דיקן הקרן דאף פסק סביר לידי זהו בכלל מי פירות לכל דיני תורה. והני פוסקים לפליגי לעניין ברוך התור לי בבייס פירוצים התוצרות יוצאת. עוד יש לומר, עוד נסקיפ לנקסט פרגרף, וגם הראש מודל הרשב"א,